When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record in my car at the end of my workday, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And, actually, this one is not at the end of my workday. This is in the middle of my workday. Not that you listen to this whenever it's available or whenever you're available to listen, so I guess it's not important that I make that clear. But it ties into why I'm updating this show a little bit more frequently this week. As a lot of you know, we had some downtime on the Art and Story site. We were down for almost 4 days. And Kevin and Mark and I decided that it'd be a good idea to make it up to the Art and Storyers who, you know, for the lack of service, make up for it by doing some extra episodes of the shows. So taking a break in the middle of my workday this time to record some extra Thunder Punch dailies. And so this one is less about what idea occurred to me during the workday as it is something that comes up a lot in my classrooms when I'm teaching students. And I'm going to try to not do this one so much like a lesson as more of just like a general, one of those little eternal reminders that we should kind of step back when we're when the art day gets rough, as the intro says. And how do we keep on punching at it? Well, this little reminder, this topic that comes around and around is word association. Coming up with ideas. And without going into too much preamble about how ideas are a dime a dozen and they're the easiest thing to come up with and it's the execution that's important. And I've got a Thunder Punch Daily slated to talk about execution over idea generation. I did want to focus a little bit on idea generation itself. And one of the techniques I use all the time when coming up with ideas. And ideas, the kernel of the idea for me usually comes out of nowhere. It's that inspiration thing. It's that inspiration thing that comes out of just by being excited about creating in general, or you're watching something that grabs you and you ask yourself why, or you read something that sparks your imagination, or you're just taking a break from your art day and going for a walk and you notice something like, oh wow, you know, you're walking in the park and you're just gripped by like how pretty that color arrangement is, like with the way the sun's hitting those trees and whatnot. Just that kind of general inspiration is where ideas usually come from. But how do you turn that idea? How do you start generating more ideas from that initial idea? Like for instance, I love dinosaurs. Who doesn't love dinosaurs? Most people do. But how do I turn that into a story idea? How do I start generating more ideas based off that original idea? And a really simple and effective way, and I should say, just as a sidebar on this, this simple and effective method becomes very natural over time. You don't even realize you're doing it once you get into the real, the rhythm of creating. When you're doing it on a regular basis, when you get it into a routine in your life, you do this just off the cuff and you don't even realize you're doing it. But if you're stuck, if you are sitting there, like a lot of my students tend to do and say, I don't know what to do with this. I want to do something with dinosaurs, but I don't know what to do next. Word association is great. And something I'll often do, even today, even when I am in the rhythm of it, is I'll just jot down a bunch of random things that I like and see what those things, those topics, or those kinds of characters, or those genres, or those environments, what they trigger in my imagination when I start associating words with it. So, for instance, I'll take dinosaurs as a starting point. Well, dinosaurs make me think of the prehistoric past. Dinosaurs also make me think of dangerous monsters. Dinosaurs make me think of destruction. Okay, so I've got a few words to go with here. Destruction, danger, prehistoric past. Well, that's something, but where else can I go with this? Well, let's look at some other things that I like and what associations I make with those things. Well, I also love science fiction. I love science fiction because it presents a whole other realm of opportunities in terms of lasers, explosions. Now we got more destruction ideas. Cool future things like rocket packs, like space travel, like designing cool costumes for characters, space costumes, spaceships. Okay, now I'm getting somewhere. Okay, I've got spaceships, I've got rocket packs, I've got lasers and explosions. Well, how can I get this to work with dinosaurs? Because I've already said prehistoric past and whatnot. Okay, well, let's ditch prehistoric past. Let's say dinosaur with a rocket pack. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. You got a dinosaur with a rocket pack. That's a pretty cool visual. I can do some more with that. So now I've got, I'll just doodle a T-Rex with a rocket pack on and a little space helmet, design some cool space clothes and space outfit. And then that presents a whole new realm of associations, like how stylized is this dinosaur going to be? How anthropomorphic am I going to take it? Am I going to just take a pure, you know, accurate T-Rex and drop a rocket pack on him? Well, that looks kind of cool and whimsical. I mean, how is he going to manage to use laser guns and whatnot with those little tiny forearms? But depending on how whimsical you want the story to be, you know, you can do something with that. As I'm going through this association in my head, I'm going to say that I'm going to do it as a straight up anatomically accurate T-Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex, and just put the gun in his little forearms and not answer the question of how the heck does he strap on that jetpack or put that helmet on, because that's funny. And so now I'm starting to build a funny story idea rather than a serious story idea. And okay, well, if I'm going to go funny, I'm going to go even more whimsical. What else do I like? Well, you know, pirates are pretty cool, but what else do I think about when I think about pirates? Well, when I think about pirates, I think about people stealing. I think about pillaging. I think about rampant lawlessness. Pirates are great for space stories and science fiction stories because space is sort of like the open ocean where there's no laws. You can't have a police force monitoring every sector of space. So, okay, we'll have a space pirate. But running on this dinosaur theme, what kind of pirate can I create? Well, maybe he'll be a Triceratops. He'll be a Triceratops with a peg leg, but we're sticking with a science fiction theme, so he'll have a robotic peg leg, and maybe that robotic peg leg can do something. You know, it'll be more than just a peg leg. He lost his leg bitten off by a space whale or whatnot. But that leg, other than just to hold him up, it can do something else. Like it can convert, it can transform, it can be a cannon or something. I don't know. I'm still doing word association here. But you can see how this process of associating things, pirate, peg leg, dinosaur, space, okay. You start to build a world just by making associations with things, and it starts with that simple brainstorming activity. And I know we've kind of, you know, talked about how brainstorming has it's a loaded word because it tends to feel like it's you're just throwing anything at the wall and you can get a lot of potentially dumb associations, but the associations also serve as a whittling process to whittle down to say, well, this sounds cool, nah, that doesn't sound cool, and it becomes this fast and loose kind of sketching way to generate ideas and build a story. And it's usually, this is the way I start building a story. And then I start to see, based on associations, what kind of themes I can get out of this. Well, if we've got piracy, if we've got space, we've got the future, and we've got dinosaurs, what kind of theme can I draw out of that? What kind of exploration of an idea can I draw out of those random associated ideas? And then you've got the beginnings of a story. So it really is that simple, and it's a fun activity. It's something you can do quick. I've done this one, and the example I've just laid out, I've done it in under 10 minutes. And granted, it's not a story yet. This is not a story. This is an idea, but it's an idea that can activate my imagination to get me to working harder on the more heavy lifting parts of the story. But I've got that energy of, cool, I get to draw dinosaurs with laser guns. That's pretty sweet. Laser Dino, Captain Dino of the Laser Force, something like that. Actually, I got to do an episode on naming stories because that is one of the things I struggle with the hardest. But so there you go. If you're stuck and you're feeling that creative drain happening and you don't know where to go, you're sitting there staring at the blank sheet of paper, just jotting down a few random things that you love, becomes a great inroad to getting back on the horse and creating again. Even if this is a story you're not going to do right away, that you just shelve for a while, these are the kind of notes that I keep in sketchbooks. And even if it doesn't go anywhere after a few weeks or a few months even, I'll just put it away. And then when I'm stuck on an idea, I can come back and look at what I've written down and I can cannibalize that stuff for future stories. I've done that a lot with my stories. So word association, brainstorming, great method to create an enormous journal of ideas for future use when you're stuck. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz at jdroz.com, Jersey on Twitter, J-E-R-Z-Y. Don't forget to check out the other great shows, Kevin Cross's High Adventure Daily, Mark Rudolph's Mark of the Beast. Mark just did a great episode on disaster movies, worth checking out. And Kevin did another one on character Bibles, which ties in, I think, very nicely to what I've just been talking about, of taking an idea and generating it to the point where you can actually build a character Bible to start investigating these characters a little bit more deeply. And I've done a few character episodes of Thunder Punch Daily myself that you can go back and look in the archives. There's a lot of extra stuff in there to check out as well. The Extra Extremes, the Extra Art and Story Supreme. The first episode is up, and it's a good one. I was happy with that one. And this is where I say thank you very much for your support. Thank you for subscribing to this project. We could not do this without you, and it means a lot to us that you would support us by saying, yes, this content has value, and we're willing to financially support it. So thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts. It does mean a lot to us. So, okay, I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Well, tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I'm going to try to do one of these every day this week to make it up to you guys for the downtime. So until then, remember, everybody.
I love running at this time of the day.
Yeah, me too. Makes me feel close to nature.
The best part is that it's wonderful exercise.
It's the best. Of course, one should check with a doctor before doing any heavy exercise.
Right, and then start off just a little each day.
I sure wish we could tell that to everybody.
I think we just did.
We did?
Say for yourself.
Remember, be good to your body, and it'll be good to you.
Well said, He-Man. Now, I'll race you to the tree.
Okay.